waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
I should have named names. That's where I made the mistake just moments ago. I needed to name names. It was pointed out to me. All right, let me give you some names. Of those that are lockstep with AOC when it comes to voting with her absurd policies and positions, you've got a couple of people running for president in that group, Eric Swalwell and Tulsi Gabbard, both voting with Ocasio-Cortez 95% of the time, as did your favorite, Adam Schiff. The House Intel Committee chair, strange little fellow, is Adam Schiff. Anyhow, 95% of the time, boom, right there with him. Yeah, there you go. Right there. Those are some of the folks that vote with AOC all the time. By the way, when it comes to following AOC's lead and so forth, and the Green New Deal put forth by her primarily, others trying to take credit for it, but really it's her trial balloon, if you will. One of those that keeps peddling that line is the former brief frontrunner, the former flavor of the week for Democratic nomination to be president. That's Beto O'Rourke, Beto the Great. Beto the Great, again, peddling the notion that incredible sacrifice is what it's going to take to lead this nation to greatness again, just like World War II. You have to hear this nonsense from the campaign trail yesterday, Bite 6. Go.
And one of the reasons that I like Representative Ocasio-Cortez's proposed Green New Deal is that it calls to mind another time in this country's past when we faced an existential challenge. In that case, it was to our way of life, to the Western democracies, to our allies in Europe, to our fellow Americans. In the midst of the Great Depression, this country was willing to sacrifice men and women all over the United States to make sure that we defeated Germany, and that we won that war, and for the following 75 years that we made this world safe for democracy. The Green New Deal calls that sacrifice and service and scale of commitment to mind when it talks about the challenges that we face today.
Sacrifice? What on earth do these coddled children know of sacrifice? You take away their smartphones for a day and they will crumble. One day without their smartphones and access to the internet, boom, they're done. There's no chance that these kids have any idea what sacrifice means. People in World War II were rationed things like food, rubber, and all sorts of other commodities, sugar and flour, rationed. You had ration books. You really think the kids that are laying on their parents' couch pontificating about world justice and environmental justice have clue one about what real sacrifice is? And the answer is absolutely not. It's an absolute joke. And that's why I realize that this is going nowhere. You ask these people, here's what we need to do. We need to shut off the internet. We need not cell phones for 10 minutes a day. Oh, my God. How will I survive? What will happen to me? All is lost. How am I going to send a tweet? Yeah, no tweets, no Facebook, no smartphones. You have to go to work in a factory every day for 12 hours. Then you go home and you have a small meal because everything is being rationed. That's sacrifice. Of course, what I just described is also socialism. Go to work in a factory all day, 12 hours a day, dirty and dingy, and you come back and you have a small meal because that's all the government allows you to have. Real sacrifice would come if this country was buried in socialism. Real sacrifice would be watching your neighbors and your community go further down because socialism is the relentless pursuit of mediocrity. Socialism is the philosophy of fear, the creed of ignorance. The gospel of envy, its inherent virtue is the equal share of misery. That is socialism. But of course, these entitled children, these spoiled, privileged children who think they are so worldly, who know almost nothing about almost everything, Hopefully they can wag their finger at us because some professor somewhere told them something important, and they know the truth of the world, and they saw it on Facebook. Well, that's great, Junior. Wipe your nose. Because I can tell you from experience, real experience in the world and world history, and the ability to read would show you empirically, without question, and beyond a reasonable doubt, that socialism is an express failure every single time. It has never succeeded, and it never will. Because human nature, being what it is, pushes people to strive for their own best interests whenever possible. And that's why when in China they allowed these 25 years ago to have small garden plots at their homes, those small garden plots behind each person's home far outproduced the collective farming. It outproduced the collective farming because people had a self-interest in making the best vegetables they could in their backyard. Because they had a self-interest in doing the very best they could for themselves. Not to work their tails off, to hand it over to their neighbor. Sacrifice. What is it? Beto O'Rourke had a net worth of $9.5 million. That was almost 10 years ago. His wife's father is a billionaire with $500 million in cash or something to that effect. What do these people know of sacrifice? And the answer is nothing at all. They know nothing at all of sacrifice, but they can sit there and be windbags about it. They can pontificate about it. They can oscillatize about sacrifice, and the kids all cheer and, yay, we're going to save the world. Little boy, when World War II started, kids that were 16, 17, 18 years old were carrying rifles up the beaches of France. What the hell would you know about that? 20 after it's the Steve Rivers Show.